this is it, you know, this is why you work so hard. This is why you give it everything you got. You know, for me to be back here personally and have a chance to do this is a dream come true. So this is once in a lifetime, and you got to seize these moments, and you got to give it everything you have.
It's, you know, what you fight for during the regular season. You know, all 32 teams, you know, fight for that spot. And, you know, they pick 12 and six on each side, and you get into the tournament. And once the tournament starts, anything can happen. So everybody understands it's a one-and-done proposition. And so I would say things pick up a little bit.
It feels like it's been like 3 months, so it's time to, I feel like it's time to get back out there. Like I said, you know, I think last week was really good, but, you know, watching everybody play, you know, kind of get, I think you get to everybody back ready to go, and we're looking forward to it.
After spending a week waiting to see who the Broncos will play next, it slowly unfolded over Wild Card Weekend. You found out on Saturday who the Broncos weren't going to play, and then found out Sunday that Broncos Ravens 2.0 for this season going to come to town in Denver at Sports 30 Field at Mile High on Saturday at 2:30 with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. This is a special playoff Elway Access podcast version, and we're thrilled to be able to do more podcasts. It means the team's playing more football, and as always, the show is presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much for clicking and listening to the podcast this week, and I'll tell you what, from a news-gathering perspective, there is so much going on here in the building, and for all good reason. These games, it's so funny, this point of the year, all of a sudden it just jumps up on you, the stakes get higher, and if you lose, the season ends. It's amazing how quickly the playoffs spring on football teams each year. And I'll tell you what, John, it was watching as a fan this weekend. I enjoyed it. I kicked back like everyone else does. It was great, and you could see that Baltimore team looks a little different than it did when the Broncos went to Baltimore in week 15. Was that the first thing you noticed as they started to pull away from Indianapolis?
Well, I noticed that when they're introducing them. And, you know, I think that, you know, because they're a lot healthier now than they were when we played them, they'd had, you know, Ray Lewis was down, Ellerby, their other inside linebacker, was down. And so they were really banged up the last time we played them. And so they're going to be at full strength or close to full strength this time. And the good thing is we have them back here in Denver instead of in Baltimore. And so it's going to be a good battle, and we got to go out. And the bottom line is, you know, playoff football is exciting. That's what you play for. That's what you start working out in March for, and through go through training camp to get in the position that we are right now. And so that's why it's so exciting. And you just hope that, you know, we go out and play our kind of football and play well, play like we've been playing. And if we do that, then feel good about our chances.
How different is this team when it's healthier? Are they that mean, physical Baltimore defense that has dominated the AFC North for so many years?
Down the red zone, they're as good as anybody in the league. And so I think they're top five, if not the best, red zone defense in the league. And so that's why it's going to be important. Last week, they gave up three field goals to Indianapolis. Even though Indianapolis had the ball for 37 minutes, they only gave up three field goals. And so that's why it's going to be important for us to not only be good between the 20s, but when you get down the red zone, we got to get in the end zone.
What's going on downstairs in the locker room on a week when you know it's the playoffs and the stakes are so high? Think back to when you were playing. Do you remember what it was like? Does this week just take forever? Is it just a long week?
It does, especially when you had a bye in there. It takes forever, and I think that you know, everybody's anxious to get going. I had another good day of practice today, and so everybody's anxious to get going. And you know, we'll have another good day tomorrow, and then, you know, Friday, you know, just a half a day and get ready to go on Saturday. And so everybody's ready to go and feel good. You know, that extra week is awfully – it was good for the body, but I think, you know, mentally everybody's really ready to go now and getting anxious.
Yeah, I think, you know, building up towards the end of the season, players and Coach Fox played down the interest in securing the first-round bye because they were just worried about who they were playing that week, and I completely understand why they'd say that. But now you think back to the fact this team did have a chance – to rest, and now you're getting ready to play a team you've already seen once before and beaten once this year. That's a lot of time to get ready for a team, especially the Broncos, with a lot of veterans on the squad who frankly they were looking forward to having that rest. And now you could see almost like that energy kind of coming back as they're getting ready.
Yeah,
for
you get the fresh legs in practice, so everybody's on, you know, everyone's bouncing around a little bit, which is a good thing to see. And so they, like you said, excited to play. You know, last week just kind of went through, you know, practice, not knowing who we're going to play. We kind of just worked on some different things, both on both sides of the ball, offensively or defensively, and even in special teams, until we found out Sunday that was going to be the Ravens. And so, and like you said, you know, they're still pretty fresh in our minds. And so guys, you know, 3 weeks ago know what they're about. And so we just, you know, hopefully can go out and perform like we did in Baltimore.
It's playoff time. The vibe around this building this week is very strong. It feels good, and everyone here is really excited. And more than anything, everyone here is focused, and it is business as usual, and everyone here knows what's at stake come Saturday. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. You're listening to Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.
Wow, what was that?
Well, clearly we just heard another Broncos touchdown pass. Then we heard my bonus flex points racking up. Here's the deal. I was just approved for a new Flex Perks Travel Rewards card from U.S. Bank. Now I'm earning 1,000 bonus flex points for every point the Broncos score in their first playoff game this year.
That's a lot.
Hey, when 20,000 flex points equals up to a $400 flight, you're right.
Promotion runs 12/28/2012 through 1/31/2013 and applies to new accounts only. Visit broncosbanking.com for details or to find your nearest participating U.S. Bank and apply today.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10/3/12. New approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Like opening day against Pittsburgh, I mean, I remember, you know, 1 year ago I was in a hospital bed, you know, watching opening day. So you kind of, there's a little reminder there, you know, how far I've come. And then, you know, certainly in the month of December, you know, that's when I first got cleared to start throwing. And, you know, and I really was kind of, you know, I was allowed to walk, at, you know, as part of my rehab for, you know, October and November. So, certainly, I have, you know, had those checkpoints along the way and kind of reminders of where I was a year ago. And it just reminds me of how grateful I am for the people that have helped me along the way. I certainly do, you know, kind of remind myself how hard I have worked, but I've also received a lot of help, and I'm grateful for that help.
That's Peyton Manning talking to the media on Tuesday afternoon after practice. The team gets ready for its divisional round against the Ravens on Saturday at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. And John, I think each week Peyton's got a little more candid talking about what this last year has been like for him. It's been difficult. It's been a challenge. It's been unlike any other year he's had as a pro. But he said that he's taken a chance. He's taken a moment to look back and reflect on how far he's come and thanked everyone who helped him return to the form and why you brought him here. Watching this happen, considering when the football season started a year ago, he said he was watching this from a hospital. And now here he is getting ready to play in another playoff game as the number one seed. I've been trying to downplay it because I'm the team guy, but I mean, it's amazing, isn't it?
It really has. I mean, there's two things. Number one, I'm happy for Peyton Manning having, you know, with the career that he's had and in the NFL and what he's done for this game. And for him to be able to bounce back like he has, I mean, I'm happy for him that he's reached the level that, you know, he has again. He's pretty close to the old Peyton of old. And number two, I'm thrilled for us, the Broncos, and the fact that he's playing that well because it's, as you said, you know, we're back in that number one seed, back into one of the, you know, the elite teams in this league. To be able to go out and start the playoffs this week and compete for a Super Bowl championship is why we play the game and why we work at this game. And so, But the bottom line is I'm happy for Peyton because here's a guy that's put a lot into this game, and for him to be able to come back as hard as he's worked and to be able to recover from what he had, it's happy to see Peyton out there doing what he does.
I'm sure you'd heard plenty about how he prepares and how he watches film and how he communicates with teammates and how he communicates with coaches. But what are some of the things you've learned just having been around him for a few months now, especially how he approaches the tail end and then the postseason part of an NFL season?
Well, I mean, and I don't spend a lot of time around Peyton day to day. I just get a chance to see him on the field and you know, see him before the games, but don't spend a lot of time. He's obviously busy going game planning each week, and so I don't get a chance to spend a lot of time. But I think the thing that's impressive is you know, and it's been talked about all the time, but is his attention to the detail and his ability to go out and get better every day in practice. And, you know, he pushes everybody out there, and you can tell when he gets in practice, he competes. And that's, if you're competing, then you're going to get better. And that's what he does every single day. And I think it's rubbing off on the rest of the football team, because we have got better as the year's gone on, and continue to get better.
He said on Tuesday that if you have to ratchet up how you approach a postseason game, then you may not have been doing enough during the regular season. That's just nice and steady.
For me, it was always a natural ratchet. I mean, like you said, you get excited, as we talked about earlier, you get excited about being in the playoffs, having a chance to compete for world championships. The playoffs are why you play. And so to me, that was always a natural step. You know, there's more focus, there's more clarity to what you're doing, and there's a lot less going on out there in the other world if you just focus on what we're doing and this playoff game ahead. And that's how I always found it as a player. And even in my position now, I find myself waking up early with butterflies, knowing that, you know, it's so special to be where we are.
Yeah, it is exciting. It's a big week around here. I'm wearing a tie. Third day in a row I've worn a tie for doing some of the work. I don't wear a tie around here very often. You got the parts around Peyton who got playoff experience last year. You have some of the new players that you brought in who have playoff experience with Peyton before. Coming together, how do you think that will – help when they get ready to play Baltimore? The fact there is that experience when you've got some young players on this roster.
Well, I think it's helped us throughout the year, and especially really helped us late, especially when we're sitting at number two in the playoff seating, you know, having to win out the last three or four games. And so we, you know, to see the veteran leadership and the way we handled the last 3 weeks and concentrating on each single week and not getting ahead of ourselves. And so I thought that veteran leadership was great then. The young guys followed. And I think that, you know, this week in practice has been the same thing. It's been, you know, everybody's been working hard, been focused what they're doing. And, you know, and that comes from the combination of the veterans that we have that have been in postseason, the Dan Copens, the Brookings, the Peyton Mannings, the Stokelys. Those guys have been there, understand what it is. And you know, they've been able to pass that on to the young guys. And so practice has been, you know, very sharp. And we're just hopefully carry that over into Saturday.
Yeah, then you got some veterans like Mike Adams, who is thrilled and can't wait to play. He's been looking forward to playing a postseason game for a long time. With John Elway, I'm Chris Saul. This is Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.
Hold on to your hats. The new Ultra Titanium Credit Card is here. This credit card is supercharged. Earn double points, triple points on Monster Mondays. Redeem your millions of points for kitchen utensils, yarn, airline flights with two layovers.
What's the point of earning a lot of points or miles with a credit card if you can't do anything with them?
There's even a coloring book devoted to the human pancreas.
With U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward cards, we don't have to sensationalize things. Only 20,000 Flex points earn up to a $400 airline ticket.
$400?
On over 150 airlines. Plus, each ticket comes with a $25 allowance for baggage fees, in-flight food, or drinks.
$25?
You heard me, Mr. Big Voice. Plus, earn quickly and redeem easily for travel, merchandise, or cash back for you or your business.
Fantabulastic!
Apply at FlexPerks.com or call 800-360-2900. Points go farther with FlexPerks reward cards. All of us serving you, U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank!
Stop that. U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward Visa credit cards issued by U.S. Bank National Association ND.
I am so thirsty!
Here at Dove Valley, again, everything moved up a day with the Broncos playing the Ravens on Saturday. Again, kickoff at 2:30 at Sports 30 Field at Mile High. And, John, let's think back to when you were preparing for the playoffs, when you were playing. What were the toughest things for you? It's pressure. It's pressure on the edges for a quarterback. What does this defense need to do to disrupt Baltimore? And also, does it start with doing the same thing they did back in Week 15, which was limiting Ray Rice?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the key. If we can stop that running game and get that shit down early, then we can get after the passer. And anytime we can do that, you know, especially, you know, when you're at home, the crowd's on your side, and we got those pass rushers where the crowd noise is going to be very beneficial for us, with them coming off the edges. And so, you know, but the bottom line is we got to stop the run. And once you can stop the run, make them one-dimensional, then everything else opens up. So I'm sure Jack's got a good plan, you know, what worked last time, but also throw some new wrinkles in this week and hopefully get out there and, you know, get them off the field, continue to do the job we're doing on third downs. Last time we played the Ravens, they were 1-for-12 on third down. So if we can continue that this time, get them off the field and gives us more chance offensively, then we're going to be that much better.
Yeah, I think Jim Caldwell more than found his feet. He kind of cut Flacco loose a little bit, and they threw the ball pretty deep several times against the Colts. Bolden limited to zero catches when the Broncos played the Ravens back in Week 15. You see that difference there, that growth there on their side, where Champ Bailey said he remembers how upset he was post-game, giving up those two late touchdowns. That coupled with the fact that they've had a few weeks to play more and get more experience with their new offensive coordinator.
Yeah, and that's going to help them. I mean, Jim came in, Caldwell came in. It was his first week when we were back there, so obviously it was a change for them. And so now having 3 or 4 weeks, as you said, underneath their belt, they're going to be much more in line with each other. And Jim Caldwell's going to be better about, you know, play calling, what he's doing there. And we saw that last week against Indianapolis. And so they'll be a better team than we saw last time. And I think we know that.
Champ Bailey was asked today, how come Joe Flacco is not mentioned when people talk about some of the top tier quarterbacks in the league? And Champ said, well, look, this guy's won a playoff game every year he's been in the league. How come people aren't talking about that? That's not an easy thing to do.
That's not. And I think that not many people, if anybody, he may be the only guy that's ever done that. And so he's just a young guy that, you know, a lot of times they've relied on their defense and relied on the run game. And so he hasn't got the credit that's due, but he's a very dangerous quarterback. He can get very hot. And, you know, he's got a big-time arm. And so we just know that the potential's there. We hopefully can take that away from him and make him one-dimensional by, you know, because they like to throw it off the play-action pass. And so if we can stop that running game, the play-action pass game is not nearly as effective.
Yeah, he's had that experience now with a new offensive coordinator for a few weeks. One of the differences from the first time these two teams have met, another difference, the fact they'll be playing the game in Denver. We'll talk about that next in our last segment. This is Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank. Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12. New approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Wow, what was that?
Well, clearly we just heard another Broncos touchdown pass. Then we heard my bonus flex points racking up. Here's the deal. I was just approved for a new Flex Perks Travel Rewards card from U.S. Bank. Now I'm earning 1,000 bonus flex points for every point the Broncos score in their first playoff game this year.
That's a lot.
Hey, when 20,000 flex points equals up to a $400 flight, you're right.
Promotion runs 12/28/2012 through 1/31/2013 and applies to new accounts only. Visit broncosbanking.com for details or to find your nearest participating U.S. bank and apply today.
Famous movie said, no place like home, and it's real, and our fans are great. They've been great all season. I think that's affected our record. It does bring the emotion to the guys, and I expect it'll be a pretty emotional play Saturday.
I know they'll be excited. We're going to need them to be as loud as they possibly can on Saturday. I know they will be, and like I said, having played here as an opponent a number of years, the Denver Broncos have loud fans and excellent fans, and I know they're going to play a big role on Saturday.
This is what you play for. And that's what everyone's taking a moment to sit back and think about, that this is it. There's nothing scheduled for next week yet. It's up to them to make sure something is scheduled for next week. But they're keeping it perspective and know, hey, we keep this week normal, they're going to be ready to go.
Yep. Yeah, and that's the thing, is you never know. And that's what's so fun about the playoffs. You play well, you advance, you don't, you go home, and you know, you reminisce of what could have been. But, you know, I think we'll be ready to go. And Baltimore's a good football team. So, you know, it'll be great that we're playing at Sports Authority Field at Mile High with the fans behind us and bring back that great playoff atmosphere, which is great for the fans.
Yeah, they can make a difference. Everyone coming to this game can make a difference with how loud they can get. And that's what you go ahead and try and rip off 11 straight wins for, us to get those fans behind you for the games that do count. And don't think it doesn't matter, because it does, and the players will tell you that.
No question. And, you know, we play better at home. We did a better job this year. We're 7-1 at home, and so we're comfortable there, and the fans have been great the whole year. But this is a different atmosphere, and they're going to be a big part of it, especially when they're on offense.
Will you watch the game from your normal spot this week?
I'm not going to change a thing that we've done for the last 12 weeks. And so, we'll be in the same spot, and I'll probably be a little bit more nervous this week than I have been in the past, because this is, again, the exciting part.
So for those of you listening, whatever you grilled at your tailgate this year, whatever you've worn, go ahead and keep doing the same thing, because it's worked for 11 games in a row. John, thanks for taking the time. Really do appreciate you coming down here, and thanks for listening to Elway Access. If you are coming to the game, remember, it's going to be cold, so dress appropriately, and kickoff is set for 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This has been Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.